the legend about a cunning man who sold boiled eggs instead of raw eggs to a warlord that was in charge of the erection of the fortress. Entrance gates in the Watch Bell Tower of the 15th century, northeastern wall. The erection of Ivangorod Fortress on Maiden Hill took place in several stages from the end of the 15th century into the middle of the 16th centuries. It is likely that Italian architects who were invited to Russia by Ivan III for carrying out construction work took part in the development of the design project of the fortress. Of course, this decision of the Tsar was influenced by his marriage to Sofia Pagliottina, a niece of the last Byzantine emperor. The fortress was built by local craftsmen, bricklayers and workers from Pskov and Novgorod. Within several years, from 1492, the Russians erected the initial Peel Tower, the citadel, and the large Boyar City, which was 16 times larger than the citadel in size. The main entrance gates of the territory were gates of the Watch Bell Tower. At present, their location is indicated by the arched passageway in the lower part of the tower, which has sunk deep into the ground. Its width is 4.5 meters, and the carriage of the Tsar could drive easily through it. The entrance tower gates used to have wooden enclosures, which were locked by means of two locking bars and were equipped with a portcullis. At that time, the Watch Bell Tower was connected to the gate tower by a stone wall or curtain wall. After the fortress had been expanded and the front city emerged, the curtain wall lost its purpose and gradually collapsed over the years. On the walls of the Watch Bell Tower, layers of brickwork laid at different times can clearly be seen. From the moment of its foundation, Ivangorod Fortress was made of stone. It was built from limestone, the deposits of which can be found in the Gulf of Finland along the banks of the Narva River to the Pskov and Novgorod areas. Foliated in its structure and easily processed, this stone has been widely used in the construction by Russian builders. For the Ivangorod Fortress, the limestone procurement was set 1.5 kilometers upstream in the waterfall area. The remoteness from Maiden Hill was favourable because the thick woods that covered the area hid the work that was carried out from the eyes of the Livonians, and the noise produced by construction work was muffled by the sound of the waterfall. The limestone produced from the quarry and also timber and sand were delivered to Maiden Hill on horseback and by water. Limestone, from which the walls and towers of the fortress are built, is very strong. 1 square centimetre of stone can bear the load of 95 to 130 kilograms. The same thing cannot be said about the lime-mortar binding of the stones of the initial Peel Tower. The mortar contained sand and a lot of clay. Its strength was quite low, while its hydroscopic capacity was quite high. This is why the citadel virtually has not been preserved to this day. It is likely that a later stage crushed bricks started to be added to the mortar. In each old castle or monastery, a guide can tell the visitors that egg white was added to the mortar for making it stronger. One more Ivangorod legend is connected with this ancient technology. It is believed that a huge number of raw chicken eggs were required for the building of the mighty fortress walls. They were purchased from the whole neighbourhood. Sometimes the peasants brought them to construction site themselves. Once a peasant from a nearby village brought an entire cart of eggs to the construction site. He explained that, allegedly, he had travelled to all the nearby villages and purchased all the eggs that were available. The commander was extremely happy and paid the peasant the full amount for the eggs. The peasant thrashed his horse and took off. After some time, the builder started making the mortar. They cracked the first egg, the second egg, the third egg, and they realized that the eggs were boiled hard. At first, the commander got very angry with the peasant and wanted to chase the cunning man. But then he changed his mind and ordered boiled eggs to be served to the builders for lunch. There were very many eggs and it had many builders, so everyone got some eggs to eat.